You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Taking a call from Minnesota now with Chris. Chris, what are you staining? What are you working on?
Well, I'm curious about stain because I don't tend to use it. I tend to just clear coat with polyurethane.
Okay.
Like the natural look of wood.
Mm-hmm.
My sister-in-law swears by stain, and I'm thinking, why would I want to do two steps when I could just do one? You know, well, polyurethane is always more than one step. But does stain finish the product? If you stain something, do you still have to clear coat over it?
Yes, you do. The stain is going to give you the color coat, but you still have to do a clear coat on top.
Unless you buy that product that's the stain and the polyurethane in one coating. I forget
yeah,
who
true.
Makes it. It's at the home center. The only thing, if you go with that product, because I've worked with it before and while you were out, if you double coat an area, it because it's the polyurethane and the stain built
blotchy,
into one,
right?
It gets like muddy. It like sticks to itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to make sure you do it evenly and smoothly in one run and never sort of overlap where you stop and start. But you can stain. There are different colors, levels of opacity. You can have all different colors from blues and whites and reds to natural tones that will still show the wood grain, still show the beauty of the wood, and then polyurethane them so that they have a durability and a sheen to them.
Yeah, Chris, you'll find that if you use stain, it evens out the tones of the wood. Let me ask you, are you talking about inside woodwork or outside woodwork?
Inside.
What kind of work, like trim work, that sort of thing? Or?
Yeah, my staircase in the house. I'm not sure what kind of wood it is. It's kind of dark. Well, it was lacquered dark or something to begin
with.
Well,
you know, stain can be used very strategically in projects like that. I have an old handrail in my home, which was built in 1886, and it had an untold number of coats of paint on it. We finally got down to the raw wood. It was a very, very beautiful, like a dark, I'm still not quite sure what it was. I'm pretty sure that it's either a mahogany or a walnut because it's just so old. But it did have some inconsistencies, even though we got all that paint off. I just took some dark Jacopine stain, put another coat on top of it, evened the whole thing all up. It looks great. We put some finish on top of that, and it looks probably as good as the day it went in.
Cool.
So you can use it strategically. You can use it to add some color to the wood. You can use it to even things out.
So you wouldn't have to necessarily even stain a whole project if you just wanted to, if it matched well enough.
If it matched well enough, but I would recommend doing the whole thing. And,
okay.
You know, you don't have to brush it on. You would put it on in a rag and just dab it on, rub it out. It gives you a nice hand rub look to the whole project.
Cool. Okay.
Give it a try. I think your sister-in-law may be right on this.
All right.
But you don't have to tell her we said so. Chris,
okay.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.